How's it going, fogies? I'm Anthony Akil, and welcome to Front Seats to My Downfall, the only podcast where y'all can get front row seats to listen to my life fall apart. Let's roll the intro music. Wait, what the fuck? 2 episodes in a goddamn week. Like, y'all are motherfucking getting a treat up in this bitch. Or you're in literal hell. Either way, welcome to hell. Happy holidays, everybody. Or month of Hanukkah. Shit. I completely forgot about the whole Christmas season. Because I'm brown in it. Like, we're not really Christmassy. Like, my family literally has zero Christmas spirit whatsoever. And also, I kind of got sidetracked with the whole starting the podcast thing and also being consistent with it. And we're in a lockdown, so I literally have no clue what time of the day it is. Okay, so the last time I checked, it was December 14th. Shit, it's the 17th now. That means we got like 7 days until like Christmas Eve. Quick maths things in it. Okay, where was I? Yeah, my family literally has like zero Christmas spirit whatsoever. So the only time I feel hella Christmassy is when I watch like holiday movies during the season, and it's just like the perfect amount of like whiteness and also like happiness. It's like the perfect combination. But yeah, I used to watch a lot of Christmas movies back in the day, and the one thing that I realized when you get older is you start to lose interest. You're like, what's the fucking point? Like, Santa Claus doesn't exist. Oh, shit. If you're under the age of 12, I'm sorry, not sorry? Question mark? So, here's the thing. The whole idea of Santa itself is mad creepy, to be honest. Like, it's literally an old dude that comes in your house to unpack his load. But that being said, there's just something about being on top of Santa's lap that kind of tingles my testicles a little bit. Yikes. Did I just spoil Christmas for everybody? Okay, you know what? Fuck off. Like, if you're dumb enough to believe Santa Claus fucking exists, jog on, mate. Like, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast in the first place. Anywho, this year, instead of watching a classic Christmas movie, I ended up watching Edge of Tomorrow. It's a movie by Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. And let me tell you, bitch, I am confusion. It left me agitated, confused, and depressed. Not a lot of movies can do that. You know, I was already fucking depressed to begin with. And I get it. It seems like I'm always unhappy and I'm always depressed. And my podcast is literally called Front Seats to My Downfall. That's the most depressing title ever. But like, if you know me, you know that I'm not a depressing guy. Like, I'm a very cheerful guy to hang out with. I'm also a very like happy-go-lucky type of dude. So mainly because like, I don't feel the need to express my emotions out loud. It's just not my thing. But that being said, over the past week, I've just been in a really bad mood. More agitated, but like, yeah, I've been in a bad mood. Like, if you hear me sniffing in the background, that's because I currently have a sinus infection or a bacterial infection of some sort in my nose that's caused it to like swell up, and it's like tender to touch. It literally fucking hurts to breathe, bitch. And I be looking like the bootleg version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer up in this bitch. It's bad, fogies. And that was just the start of it. You know, the agonizing pain was just the start of it. Just the tip of the iceberg. You know, the shit that happened yesterday was like it for me. That was the last straw. Like, that's where I drew the fucking line. Okay, so let me elaborate on what happened real quick. As y'all know, I'm a stoner and I love my weed. And I had a teeny tiny bit of stash left that I wanted to smoke last night. Because, you know, I was having a sinus infection and it fucking hurts to breathe. So I wanted that time off to myself. So I went into my room to get my stash and I literally couldn't find it anywhere. I didn't know where I fucking left it. I couldn't remember a single shit. I literally had a full-blown panic attack. And then the washing machine. I heard the fucking washing machine, and that's when it all clicked. That's when I realized I left my stash in my shorts that's inside of that washing machine getting rinsed and soaked right now. And I yeeted out of my room, stopped the machine, and I took the stash out. It was soaked in water. It was soaked. I thought, I cried. I cried for like 10 minutes. And then I used the blow dryer to like dry it out. It didn't really work because it was still fucking soaked, but I managed to smoke like a little bit off of it. Anywho, and how the fuck can I even forget about this? And to top it all off, the cherry on the fucking cake, ladies and gentlemen, was that I was taking a shit. You know, I had a few little grilled chicken or whatever, and it was making my stomach churn. So I was like taking a fat ass shit, and I kind of felt something tingling, you know, down in my buttocks. That's such a weird word in it. Like, buttocks? Who named it buttocks? Such a weird word. Okay, down in my butt, I felt something tingling. I was like, okay, whatever, fuck it. I'm just going to carry on with my business. Okay, the only reason I don't want to talk about this is because some of y'all might be eating or with your family, like, and I don't want to scar anyone. But, you know, I finished my business, and I kind of felt it again and again. And, you know, after wiping my ass, I got up, lifted up this toilet seat, only to find something crawling underneath the toilet. And I was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? And then I went around the toilet, and I saw, and I'm not even kidding, a massive, massive fucking spider the size of my fucking fists. There was a fucking spider in my ass, in my toilet. Why? Why? What the fuck? Why is my life like this? Can you name anyone that goes through all this shit in a single fucking day? Like, really, tell me. It's fucking, whatever. You know what? Like, starting this podcast and talking to you guys is actually making me feel much better. And thank you guys. I love you. And bitch, I fucking said it. I'm gonna say I love you a lot. So, yeah. What else did I do today? Oh, yeah. I watched a lot of, like, skincare routine videos. Okay, so the thing is, back in high school, I actually used to take care of my skin a lot. Like, it was fucking flawless. I used to have the clearest fucking skin. And now that we're, like, in a lockdown and I'm not really going outside, I stopped giving a shit. And I stopped. My skincare routine is so fucking poor right now. Like, I literally don't do anything besides, like, using moisturizer. That's it. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of videos just to, like, get a rough idea, just doing my research, and, you know, testing out different products. I want to start to feel confident again. And yeah, so that's kind of what I went through the entire day. So let's get out to the topic that I wanted to talk about this week, and that is relationships. Yes, I know that's broad. I'm not talking about family or friendships. I'm talking about relationships. That doesn't help, does it? Like, dating. Like, boyfriend, girlfriend type of relationships. You know, if you know me, or if you've known me, I've always kept my relationships private. Like, none of my boys, none of my friends know the girls that I've dated. That has left a lot of people, like, confused and also in disbelief that I even dated in the first place. But for the most part, like, I never took relationships seriously. I never understood the point of it. It's just a lot of people in high school just dated for the sake of dating. I never really understood that. Like, why the fuck are we, like, gonna be, like, monogamous when we're not even, like, settling down, or, like, we're not getting married? So what's the fucking point of being in a relationship right now? So that was, like, what I was thinking back in high school. And, like, looking at all of my boys, like, getting into drama and, like, wasting their fucking time and all of their money and shit, I was just like, bro, like, you really don't want to be in that position right now. I know it. You know it. So I don't get why you can't just get over it, you know? So first things first, I think going out straight into, like, dating is such a wrong move. And I'll explain to you what I mean by that. A lot of people be expecting shit to happen to them. Like, a lot of people be expecting to, like, fall in love in an instant. And it's just not the case. And I don't feel like that's good for you or the other person. It's hella destructive. There are some rare cases that works, but that's very rare. But for the most part, I totally believe in, like, you know, being friends first and then getting to know the person on a much, like, deeper level. And then you can ask them on a date or, you know, start a hookup. That way you actually have a meaningful connection between the both of you. And there's so much fucking heat and passion and just so much love that you've, like, developed over the fucking course of time, you know? And it's like wine, you know? It gets fine over time. Like, all of the casual hookups or all of the casual dates that I've been on just felt completely, like, blunt. Like, it didn't feel right for me. And to be honest, that's just my opinion, and I get it, but, like, I don't know. Just throwing it out there. This is coming from a guy who can't even be in a relationship. You know what? Don't take my advice. Or take it. I don't know. It's your choice. Okay, so with my last relationship, I'm going to change the name of my ex because of, like, privacy reasons. But Tiffany and I actually knew each other a long time before we even went on our first date. And, like, the second that I met her, I had a crush on her. But I wanted to get to know her first, and I didn't want to ask her on a date just like that. So we became friends, and the more time that we spent together, the more head over heels I became for her. And the thing that led me to believe that I was in love is when I realized, like, every time I'm around her, my mood just instantly went up. So that's when I was like, okay, I get what people are talking about now. Like, love is real. And I don't know if she felt the same way, but I'm really good at hiding my emotions, so I didn't really let that through. But we became, like, really good friends over time. And then I got the guts to ask her out. At that point, we were, like, really fucking close, so it didn't even feel, like, frightening. I wasn't terrified of it. Like, I was like, okay, fuck it. Like, we know each other. I'm gonna take her on a date. I think we went, like, on 6 or 7 dates before we even, like, were physical to each other. It's kind of old-fashioned, I know, but I like it that way. There's just so much mystery and, like, so much, like, passion that's brewing. But when I tell you, bitch, when we first got physical, I don't think she's going to mind me saying this because we're actually, like, really good friends right now. But shit was spicy, dude. Like, it was some, like, next-level hot Cheetos type of spicy. So, yeah, like, within, like, the year of us being together, that's when I started to accept the fact that, like, I may have a fear of commitment. Like, I started to become more paranoid, and I don't know how to explain it. It felt like I was going to fuck things up. You know what I mean? Like, it was my first serious relationship. I was really, like, madly in love with her, and I still am. But I felt like something bad was going to happen. I can't really explain what or what I was feeling, but that paranoia mixed with that fear started to, like, build more and more to the point where I couldn't fucking take it anymore. And that's when I realized, like, this whole relationship thing isn't for me. So, yeah, since she gave me that time off to, like, figure things out for myself, that's when I realized, like, my family has had a huge impact on, like, the way I look at relationships. Ever since I was a kid, I was scared to be in relationships because of the fact that, like, I was scared it was going to end up being just like my parents. My parents didn't really, like, love each other. They didn't really care for each other. And they've been with, like, plenty of other people. So that, like, seeing that and witnessing that literally with my own eyes has shaped the way that I looked at monogamy in general. You know what? I'm just going to straight up say it. It's fucked up. It's fucked up what I went through. Just for the record, little backstory. I was actually raised by my grandparents and my uncle. They're, like, my family. So my parents aren't really, like, they have nothing to do with me. So I don't really mind talking shit about them. But don't worry, I'm not going to cry. I'm much older now, and I really couldn't give a fuck about my parents. So, yeah. Are you guys even there? Because I can tell, bitch. I can tell when you're, like, when you exit out of the podcast. I can tell. I can see everything. But I really hope y'all learn something or draw something out of all this depressing bullshit. Cool. No doubt. Okay, let's move on to, like, less depressing shit, shall we? I am confusion. I do not understand why girls date guys with zero personality. Like, please, explain to me, bitch. What? Why? Like, every single fucking girl that I fucking know of dated traditionally good-looking guys, but on the inside, they have nothing. They're a fucking brick wall. I don't get it. Okay, here's the thing. I'm just gonna say it. I'm ugly as shit. But at least I have some personality. Like, I can be funny sometimes. I can entertain you for a while. And is that not enough? Is entertaining you not enough for you? Like, and I've been around. Like, I've been around the world. I've been around for a long time. I can safely say that I'm, you know, relatively good at sex. Okay, so here's me. Ugly as shit, but funny, and also good at sex. If it were me, I would fucking take it. But nah. The world does not work like that. The world does not work in our favor. And by our favor, I mean like ugly dudes. Like, it's not fair for us. That's it. Period. It's literally not fair. And that's what I hate about like some of these bitches is like, they think they're above it all because they're fucking hot and shit. And like, you're not, bitch. Like, some of the hottest fucking girls that I hooked up with or like that I fucking know or like on the inside, they're fucking just pure like ugly. Like, they're ugly. And, you know, I'd rather, you know, date somebody that's charismatic as fuck, that cares for a lot of people, that's selfless. And every time you're around that person, your mood instantly goes up. Like, when you feel that type of way, let me tell you, hold on to that. Just saying, just putting it out there. I know breakups can be tough. It really can. There was this girl, you know what, fuck it. Her name's Vanessa. She and I dated for like a couple months in high school. And it was more like a sex thing. And if I can recall, I think I hooked up with somebody in her school, in her like auditorium. One of her friends like invited me to her school to like watch her like play or some shit. I don't know. It was a solo play. I don't fucking know. I don't remember. It's been a long time. I'm fucking old, bitch. I can't. But yeah, like after like she got done with her shit, like we kind of like just didn't leave the auditorium and we hooked up. And this dumb bitch, even though I told her, like, I told her not to tell anybody about this, she fucking told everybody in our class, including the girl that, like, I was hooking up with, Vanessa. And things got bad. Like, I was actually with my friends teaching soccer to little kids. And that's when I got the phone call from my grandma saying that, like, Vanessa is home and she's going ape shit. She started cussing at my grandma. She went to my fucking room, started tearing shit down. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? You're acting fucking crazy. Vanessa, you fucking crossed the line. You were a fucking bitch. I don't know if you've changed, but shit, dude. Like, you fucked up big time. And I wish, you know what? Fuck it. Keep the fucking Louis Vuitton bag. I couldn't give a fuck. Like, if you want to use me for my money, go ahead. Like, I have enough to the point where I couldn't give a fuck. I literally couldn't. But don't pretend like we had something going on in the first place when we fucking didn't, bitch. Okay, going back to the whole breakup thing. I learned a lot from my uncle and his relationships. I call him Boba. You can call him Boba too. We're all family here. That's cool. Growing up, I thought he was like, I still think he's like the coolest fucking person on earth. He's probably listening to this right now and thinking like, what the fuck? Whoa, you don't think I'm fucking cool? I think you're fucking cool, Boba. But like, you know, he's been around for a long time. Let's just say that. But every time he ends a relationship, he's always like friends with his exes. That's one thing that I learned through like his relationships is like finding a way to extract something from each and every relationship and actually making that effort, going out of your way to become friends with your exes. And I think that's really fucking important and also healthy as fuck. Okay, now that I've bored you guys with like enough wisdom, let's go back to the topic. I feel like, and this is just my opinion, but I feel like girls should start dating ugly dudes more often. And I'm gonna tell you why, bitch. Ugly dudes are always fucking funny. Like, we always come through with our personality and our fucking humor because, well, we have to make up for something besides our fucking looks. And our ugly ass looks actually comes into play with your ego. Because in comparison to us, you're going to look extra fucking hot, extra fucking spicy. And that's just like an ego boost thing, isn't it? And also, some ugly dudes, not claiming all of them, but some dudes, me, have a shit ton of money. Okay, I can't even be bothered to fake it anymore. I'm not in a place to be in a relationship right now. I don't need a therapist to tell me this. And y'all could have already figured it out by now that I am not in the right mental state to be in a relationship. I'm not saying that I'm not looking for love, but, you know, I'd rather be single. And to be completely honest with you guys, I actually prefer being single. It's hella fun, my dude. I know that didn't sound convincing as fuck, but it really is. Like, first off, Jesus, what the fuck was that? Like, first off, you don't have to worry about spending money, like, ever. Or sharing things, which I fucking hate it. Or getting stressed over, like, pointless, useless fucking shit. Or getting your heart broken, which sucks ass, by the way. But the most important thing is that you get to discover a lot about yourself. And I know that's fucking said a lot at this point. It's so fucking cliche, but you start to realize a lot of shit about yourself that you didn't even realize were there in the first place. But the most important thing that resonates with me hard fucking core, dude, is the fact that there's less weight on your shoulders. Like, you don't have to worry about bringing somebody else down with you when you're going through some shit or when you're having your little mental breakdowns or whatever. All you have to do is figure out what's wrong, figure out your tics, your behavior, your triggers, and strive to improve and work on yourself. And also, you get to fuck whoever you want, bitch. And baby girl, go enjoy that single life and do not be ashamed of it, like, ever, alright? And with that being said, that concludes this episode for today. So, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Front Seats to My Downfall. If you've enjoyed listening to my life fall apart, don't forget to join me next week, where I'll be talking about more useless shit that no one really gives a fuck about. Oh, and I haven't decided on the topic for next week, so make sure to check out my Twitter, @itsAntonyAkil, if you'd like to submit topics or questions that you want me to answer for next week. And if you found this to be even, like, remotely entertaining, please subscribe to my podcast on Anchor and Spotify or whatever platform you're on. That way, you'll never get to miss another episode of the show. How great is that? And also, while you're at it, check out my Instagram as well, @AntonyAkil. All right. See you next week, fogies. Love you. Bye.